Nolte, unlike Disney fascists, Paramount Plus will not blacklist content. By John Nolte on June 21, 2022. Unlike the child-grooming fascists at the Walt Disney Company, Paramount will not be blacklisting content on its streaming service. Bob Bakish, Paramount CEO, said his company had thousands of shows in its back catalog. By definition, you have some things that were made in a different time and reflect different sensibilities, he said. I don't believe in censoring art that was made historically, that's probably a mistake. It's all on demand, you don't have to watch anything you don't want to. Well, praise the Lord. Someone in the entertainment world has finally delivered the right answer to this question: we're not censoring our content. If you don't like it, don't watch it. Believe it or not, this used to be the default position of the entertainment industry. But that was when the moral majority was looking to control content. Now that it's the left-wing woke Gestapo, Hollywood has been bending over and begging for another. Most especially, the child-grooming fascists at Disney. They have deep-sixed a classic movie that resulted in an Oscar for a black man. In fact, the degenerate, child-grooming racists at Disney have erased the first Oscar ever given to a black man. And if you want to talk about kowtowing to the left, Disney also erased the $40 million miniseries, The Path to 9/11, because Hillary Clinton told them to. Think about that. Disney is aggressively fighting to put gay porn in every public school in America but is protecting our children from the first performance that resulted in a black man receiving an Oscar for reasons of cultural sensitivity. What more do you need to know about that despicable company? Heaven only knows what else Disney has quietly blacklisted without telling anyone. Imagine telling Walt Disney that someday his company would lobby to pour gay porn in elementary schools, but homosexuality in children's movies like Lightyear and Blacklist Song of the South, which is not only a delightful classic but contains the first performance by a black man to result in an Oscar. This is the United States of America. We do not censor art in the United States of America. Well, now we do. It is fascist corporations doing the censoring and blacklisting, deciding what we the people can and cannot see. But gay porn for prepubescent kids? Oh, that's no problem at all.